I'm Dr. Tim Tuden, pastor and founder of Harvest Christian Ministries in Baltimore County, Maryland. Thank you for taking time to listen, whether it's over our radio broadcast, on CD, podcast, or our website. I really do believe that God has a special message just for you, a message designed to encourage you, to strengthen your faith, and to guide you in your daily living. Let's go now to the sanctuary of Harvest Christian Ministries for a worship experience already in progress.
Amen. We give thanks unto the Lord today. How many folk are just grateful unto God today just for being God all by himself with a grateful heart? God, you didn't have to do it, but you did. And that's the marvelous thing about God. He has a choice. Amen. A choice to bless you, a choice to keep you. Amen. And I'm glad about that today. Let's bow all over this place. Father, we do come in the strong name of Jesus. We thank you for another opportunity to be in your presence and with your people. We thank you for your divine word. It is powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. I pray even now that as we stand before your people, that I might decrease and that you might increase. Lord, save someone today. Encourage another. But when this time is done, we'll be so careful to give your name the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. This is a great day. I want to share with you just from one passage that comes from Psalm 105. And just verse 1, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. That's so good, it's worth saying twice, isn't it? You almost memorized that. Psalm 105 and 1, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. I want to preach today from the sermonic title, Call of Duty. Call of Duty. A duty is a responsibility. It is an action or a task. It is something that we are called to do. Always think about our servicemen and women who make the commitment and accept the charge to serve our country. And that's always great to know that whether it's on this soil or whether it's in a foreign country, that there's a sense of duty. But it's not just about country. It's really about community. Don't you know that you've been called to duty as believers in Jesus Christ? That you don't exist just to be around, to take up space, and just to breathe God's air, but you have a responsibility. Each of us has a duty to do what? To go out and tell somebody about the good news of Jesus Christ, to encourage their hearts, to let them know that trouble won't last always, to let them know that God will make a way out of no way. We've got a duty. And I just come by to let you know that you're on call, that he is depending on us. He agrees to use us to take our testimony beyond the walls of the church or the building. And that's what's great about what we do. Jesus, throughout the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, would seek out persons, not just to hang out with him. He didn't need any partners just to hang out with him. He would send them out to do what? To teach and to preach the good news of Jesus. And in 2014, that call is still on our lives today. My God, you just can't be quiet. You can't turn it on and turn it off. You can't say, I'm a Sunday Christian. You can't say, you know what? I don't want to rattle anything. No, every now and then the Spirit of God will move you and you just blurt it out. See, I just want to tell you that I live in a world where my God is in charge and he is God all by himself. We have a duty. If there's anyone in the text, anyone in the Bible who's excited about telling folk about Jesus, it must be David. David, both a warrior and a king, shepherd boy, who has no problem telling folk about the good news of his father. The Bible says that David was one who was after God's own heart. He didn't mind saying, wait a minute, I can tell you what he's done for me. So much so, David was a worshiper. He didn't mind giving God the praise. Well, you Bible students know one time he got so excited, he danced out of his clothes.
I mean, that was really getting down, wasn't it? He was so excited about Jesus and so excited about what God had done through the plan of Christ, he just started getting excited. And even his father-in-law said, there's something wrong with you. And folk may say to you, you're praising God too much. You're too excited. All you did was got up this morning. Why are you all giving God the praise? Why? Because he's been good to me. And so I've got a duty and a responsibility. I am on assignment, and so are you, to let folk know that God is real. You know, folk are doubting, and they don't know what to believe. They look at world events, and they lose hope. But we can't lose hope in God. At the end of the day, God is still in charge, isn't he? Isn't he still in control? Whether it's the law system, whether it's the executive, it don't matter. God is still God. Amen? And I like that about him. I don't have to worry about how events will turn out. That my God is alive and well. He sits on the throne and he takes care of business. In fact, he made the whole world. And so we look about this sense of being called to duty. David gets excited. And he writes this, I believe, to a larger community. Say, hey, y'all, we need to be giving God some praise. And in that first one passage, he was very specific. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Seemingly something had happened. God had brought them out. And I think David's trying to round people up. Hey, anybody available today who don't mind giving God the praise? Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. He's very specific. He was not about pumping himself up, making his headline. He was about doing what? Making sure that folk know that God was still in charge. He'd already done some things. I used to give God the praise kind of, you know, general. Just kind of, yeah, thank you, Lord, for my meal. Thank you for getting me here safely. But once you've gone through some stuff in life, my God, you run out of things. God, I want to thank you for allowing me to be on the right track. Thank you for everything you've given me. Thank you for all that you brought me through. Thank you for food on my table. Thank you. And so what David says is, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. And he's the one who deserves all the praise and all the honor. And David don't mind saying, can I get one or two folk who don't mind joining with me and say, can we join together and just give God some praise? He realized that he wanted to give God thanks for everything he has done. Let me just pause for a moment. Think about one thing God has done for you. And that first thing came to you, and I said, oh, and they start thanking him for that. And then thank him for the second thing that's just this morning, he's done for you. And think about the third thing he's done for you just this day. And think about the fourth. Anybody with me this morning? Are you thinking? Your thinking caps on? Think about the fourth thing he's done for you. And then the fifth thing he's done. And then now because of that, you are joining the course of those things. You know what? Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Anybody want to give God thanks today when you think about all he's brought you through? You think about everything you're going through and say, Lord, I just want to thank you for all that you have done. David says, anybody want to join me? Oh, give thanks. Unto who? The Lord. And one thing about Jesus, he knew how to give thanks. He gave thanks even as he was out there in the desert with people who were hungry. And they brought him some fish and a few loaves of bread. What did he do? Father, I thank you. He didn't mind giving thanks. Whether it was there with his friend Lazarus who was dead, he said, Lord, thank you. And whether it was there at the Last Supper, he was holy man. Lord, thank you. And so if he can give God thanks, why can't we? I'm just trying to stir y'all up today. Y'all know I'm trying to get you excited. Anybody want to give God some praise today? Anybody want to thank him for everything he's done? Oh, you got a praise in you. And because of that, you'll say, you know what? There's so many wonderful things about Jesus. And so many wonderful things he's done in my life. I can be very specific. Not beating around the bush. Not, well, kind of, no. I'll scream it out in Mars. In Giant. In the workplace, when he's been not good to you, you are specific. Not the big guy up there, but I'm giving God the praise, the one who sent his son, the one who's kept me, the one who delivered me. I'm being specific. You shouldn't have any. Who was he talking about? The God of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But not just being specific, but also being selective. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. call upon his name. Now, my grammar was okay, but you teachers know whenever there's a semicolon, that means that could stand independently of itself. So let's put that back and just move on to call upon his name. And there's a colon there. Amen. That means what's come. Oh, I didn't do good on grammar, but I got that. Thank God for Google. I looked that thing up. What does a semicolon mean? But selective, call upon his name. That's what he was saying. When it comes to giving thanks, he was very particular. He wasn't just calling anybody, but there's something about that specific name. Anybody ever had your mama or daddy call you when you were either upstairs, downstairs, down the road, and call your whole name? Your middle name. Timothy Lamar Tootin. I wasn't nobody senior then. Come home now. And you know your folk called you. You pretended you didn't hear them, but there was a specific name. And there might have been other Tims in the neighborhood, but you knew your daddy's voice or your mother's voice, and you came running if you were smart. He was very selective about the name. It is our duty to call upon that name. Now, there's power in that name. There's hope in that name. There's peace in that name. I dare you to try. Just call on the name of Jesus. And even in that day, they may not have called God the name that we call him specifically, but they may have said, you know, El Shaddai, God Almighty, Jehovah Nissi, the Lord my banner, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals, Jehovah Jireh, the one who provides, Jehovah Shalom, the one who is for peace. But he was very specific about who he called, and there was no mistaking. Folks, you have to figure out, who is he talking to? Who is she talking to? I'm talking to God, the one who sits high, the one who looks low. I'm zoomed in. I'm making my choice. See, we've become a drive-through generation, haven't we? Yeah, we have. Come on, McDonald's, give me a number one. Supersize it and then give me a pie on the side. Oh, some of y'all been through drive-through. You won't do it today, but after the Thanksgiving turkey is all gone, you're going to drive through someone. Give me a number three from someplace, and you are selective. And don't let them get your order wrong. Well, I had a number three. When you call on the name of the Lord, you ought to be specific. God, I'm calling on you. The one who can keep me and the one who can save me, there's no mistaking. I am being very selective about who I call and when I can call him anytime. When old folks say, there's a phone in my bosom just to call him up. I'm selective. Call upon his name. There's no name like that name. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. At that name, the very demons will tremble. Oh, yes, they will too. Oh, this week you get to call that name out. Folks were getting on your last knee. You said, let me just call on Jesus. They also start backing up off you, didn't they? I know they did. And they will do it because there's something about his name. There's power in that name. There's deliverance in that. You agree today on that? That in that name, I dare you to call that name Jesus. Hey, something about his name. And when I call that name, I'm not beating around the bush. I am selective. I know who I'm calling. The one who died for me. The one who kept me. That's the one I'm calling. Specific. My God, this is, talk about this over the meal. And selective, but finally, you also must know you got to be suggestive. I just want to recommend that to make known his deeds among the people. Excuse me, pass the potatoes. But can I just tell you about his name? I just want to suggest, he got me through this. But can I just drop him right between the biscuits? Can I just talk to you about the goodness of the Lord? It's just a suggestion. I'm not saying that you can get him right now or you can get saved around the dinner table. I just want to drop it on the table. Amen? It's not really just a prayer. And so he says, to make known his deeds, his good works, the things he's done in your life and mine, make them known, report them, broadcast them, put them on blast. Here is what he's done just for me. Can I suggest that you try him? Here's what he's done for me. It's your duty. Don't feel ashamed. It's your duty to go ahead and share the good news of Christ. It's your duty to let somebody know, no, I'm not going that way. I'm going to let you know about the God that I serve. He's real, and he's real in my life. To have a deed is something that's been accomplished. And God has done so much for us. Amen? You say, Reverend, I don't have but a few words. I got a half a verse in me. What do I tell them when I make the deeds known? How can I put God out there in such a way? Well, just tell them he's faithful and that he's great and that he's holy and that he's just and that he's kind and that he's merciful and that he's powerful and that he's righteous. And then start adding other stuff on. And he'll keep me. He loves me. He'll take care of me. He'll be a fence around me. He'll be a battle axe in a time of battle. Just tell him everything coming to your mind. You know what? He's a bill collector. But know what? He helped me to pay my bills. He's a healer. And you just take time to say, you know what? Can I just suggest that I tell you about him? It's because of what he's done in my life. It's your call. You ought to straighten your boots up right now. Say, I'm ready to go tell somebody about Jesus. Anybody ready to go today and let folk know that I'm on duty? I've been called to let someone know. It was a call of duty when God sent his only begotten son. It was a call of duty when Christ came and he healed and he taught and he preached, but he died. Because that was a part of the whole divine plan. And the fact that he rose from the dead. And because of that, if I just get that's a big piece. I don't know much except he died for me. I can't get into all the verses, but he loves me unconditionally. I can't get into every theology, but I can tell you that God will take care of you. Won't he do it today? If you just say, I'm available for you. I'm available to serve. I'm available to tell someone about what you have done. That's the call of duty. My God, you're obligated today to let someone know because they need what you have. You're walking around with all that power and all that word and all that hope and you won't tell nobody about it. It's your duty. Give me 50. You didn't tell anybody how good he's been to you. Come on, get on those bars for a while. You know that's what they would do if you couldn't pass the test. There was extra stuff for you. But anybody in the house today willing and ready to go out and tell other folk about what God has done in your life? Anybody prepared to say, you know what? I may not do it like you, Reverend. I may just whisper it around the produce counter. But whatever you do, let somebody know. My God, you are obligated today to let someone know by your walk and by your talk and by your life that my God is real and he's real in my life. Amen? I always say, you're going to be a big talker like me. You may not say a mumbling word, but it's your smile might win one for Christ. Just your being courteous might win one for Christ, but there's something we've got to do. You are on call. Call of duty. I'm being very specific. When I say, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. I'm being selective. I'm calling upon his name. There is no other name on the earth by which men can be saved. And I'm making known all of his deeds among the... What people? Cousin Johnny. What people? Sister Susie. What people, your supervisor, what people, somebody in the store, what people, myself, all around you, and not everybody knows the power of God. As you leave this place, my God, you're on assignment. Don't you feel your boots getting tight? You've been called. In fact, come on, stand now, and let's give a salute to the one who can get us through. Amen? Anybody want to salute the Lord today? Lord, I thank you for coming by and giving me an assignment. That means I acknowledge just who you are. I bless you, and I give you praise. Let's give God a praise today. That is the word of God. It is already blessed. Isn't he good today? Are you ready? Are you equipped? Are you going out and letting your body, somebody know that the Lord is good? It is your duty. As you stand today, we're just going to prepare to open the doors of the church. Something about Jesus. That name is powerful. All I got is a half a testimony. Use that one. All I know is he died for me. Use that one. Whatever you have in your arsenal, share it today and let someone know it is Jesus I serve. In the morning. Come on, sing this with us today. In the morning.
In the morning when I rise. In the morning when I rise.
Give me Jesus.
Give me Jesus. Give me
Jesus.
Give me Jesus.
When I'm all alone.
When I'm.
Guess that way sometimes, don't it?
And when I am
alone.
And when I am alone.
Give me Jesus.
Give me Jesus.
Anybody want Jesus today?
Give me
Jesus. Come on, say it with us today.
Give me Jesus, you can have all this world.
Just give me Jesus.
Give me Jesus.
When I come to die.
When I come to die. And when I come to die. And when I come to die.
Give me Jesus.
Give me Jesus.
Come on, say it today.
Give me Jesus.
Give me
Jesus.
You can have.
All this world.
Give me Jesus. I want to take a moment to be on duty. That's what the cab driver has. On duty, off duty. That means on duty, you got to ride. I stopped by to tell you about Jesus Christ, the one who saved my soul, the one who has made me whole. And I think it's my responsibility to at least make mention of him. And so what I'm saying about him is that God sent him to die for our sins. He died, but he rose again with all power in his hands. And the Bible says, if you believe that God sent his son, Jesus Christ, if you believe that he died and that he rose again, the Bible says, thou shalt be saved. If you believe it in your heart, if you are able to put it into who you are. Yeah, we make sense out of so much other stuff, but yet it's like, well, I don't get this. But I get that. But there's something about the Spirit of God that will open your understanding. The greatest joy for me is to share Christ. I guess one thing kind of got a hold of me. I've not always been this way. But something happened that caused me to love Jesus in such a powerful way. And I want to tell other people about him. That's my life mission. That's my number one goal, to let you know he'll save you. From the uttermost, he'll save you. Right where you are today, you can receive him into your life. And won't it make a difference? I don't have any amens on that. Won't it make a difference when you receive him into your life? Life is sweeter. As you bow your heads today, I want to take the opportunity, just in case you didn't get it, just in case you've never received him as your personal Savior. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. If there is one under the sound of my voice, but more so who hears your voice, who's never confessed their sins unto you, I pray that you save them today. Your word says they've got to confess it. They've got to say it. And if they speak it and they believe it, at that moment they can receive you into their life.
and be filled with your Holy Spirit and then get activated for duty. Do it today, God. This is the most serious moment of the worship experience. There's one here today, God, who has never specifically said that, never really received it. May this be their day to open their hearts today. While those heads are bowed, if you're here today, if you don't know Christ and the pardon of your sins, nobody's business but yours and the Lord's. I'm just on duty. As you raise that hand today, I want to pray with you where you are today, then let you know you can receive him right on the spot. No 30-day and come back and see me, but right now, today, he can be yours. He can rule and reign in your life right now. If you don't know him today, don't be ashamed. Shame is not getting to know him. The song says, life is filled with swift transitions, not on earth, on movement stand, but to build your hope on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand today. One last call today, if you don't know him, while those heads are bowed, raise that hand. I want to pray with you right where you are today. You can receive the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the great Thanksgiving right there. Guess what I did today? I received Christ into my life. If you're here today, you can receive him. Praise Jesus. That makes me assume that we all know Jesus. Amen. Give God a praise today in this place. It's been a great day.
I pray you were helped in some way by this message. Be sure to follow Harvest Christian Ministries on radio, CD, podcast, or over our new website. It's cometoharvest.org. That's come to harvest, C-O-M-E, the number 2, and harvest.org. Take time to experience the website and all that we have to offer as a ministry. In the meantime, pray that God will continue to allow us to reach a community for Christ for the cause of the kingdom. I'm Dr. Tim Tootin. Have a great day in the Lord.